With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Syrian government appeared to have fallen early Sunday in a stunning end to the 50-year rule of the Assad family after a lightning rebel offense. The head of the Syrian opposition war monitor said President Bashar al-Assad had left the country for an undisclosed location, fleeing ahead of insurgents who said they had entered Damascus after a stunning advance across the country. Syrian Prime Minister Mohammed Jiz Ghali said the government was ready to hand over its functions to a transitional government. The so-called Military Command Administration said Assad had fled without giving further details. Assad's departure marks the end of the 54-year of Assad family rule of Syria with an iron fist. His father, Hafez Assad, came to power in a bloodless coup in 1970 and ruled until his death in 2000. Bashar Assad was elected weeks after his father's death and ruled Syria until he was overthrown hours ago. The command declared the end of the dark period and the beginning of a new era in Syria. State television in Iran, Assad Main's backer of the year of war in Syria, reported the terrorists had entered the capital and Assad had left. It cited Qatar's Al Jazeera News Network for the information, did not elaborate further. Also at SRNnews.com, North Carolina GOP Senator Tom Tillis says Republicans may have to work some long days to take advantage of their opportunities once Trump is sworn in.
The American people need results. And anybody who wants to go to the mic and say, I'm uncomfortable with working 7 days a week, should say that to the public, not to me in a conference.
He says they maybe need to be willing to lay aside their differences.
The problem you run into when you got razor-thin margins is everybody has their own idea of what the best possible thing is. So we've got to get people on the same page.
Senator Tillis spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. You'll find breaking news, analysis, and more stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A victory for religious freedom in New Jersey. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
A federal judge has ruled that the state cannot exclude churches from its historic preservation grant fund simply because they are religious. The Mendham Methodist Church and the Zion Lutheran Church Long Valley took the state to court when they were denied access to the fund. First Liberty represents the churches and released a statement saying, quote, time and again, the Supreme Court has declared all forms of religious discrimination by the government unconstitutional. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Border Patrol has been hiring chaplains to help with mounting distress suffered by its officers. With immigration at the forefront of the country's debate, agents wrestle not only with security challenges and unprecedented surge in illegal immigrants, but also rapidly shifting policies and criticism by liberals. One agent tells the Associated Press the hardest thing is people don't understand what we do. We've been called terrible names. This is SRN News. After COVID, nearly every state is still struggling with student attendance, but attendance has been worse for Native American and Alaska Native students.
It's a disparity that existed before the pandemic and has since grown. Absenteeism rates for Native students have been at least 9 percentage points higher than the state's average. Many schools serving Native students have been working to build stronger connections with families. They must navigate distrust dating back to the U.S. government's campaign to force Native kids into abusive boarding schools. John Scott reporting.
French President Emmanuel Macron has welcomed Donald Trump to Paris with a full dose of presidential pomp, and they held a hastily arranged meeting with Ukraine Vladimir Zelensky on a day that, mixing pageantry with attention to pressing global problems, the president-elect's visit to France is part of a global celebration of the reopening of the Notre Dame Cathedral 5 years after a devastating fire. You'll find more analysis at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.